Okay, welcome to number five. I hope this is becoming a great part of your morning routine. So we're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet, continuing on the theme of Kriya Shema. So the halacha is that you should have as much kavanah when you're saying Shema as you possibly can. If you're in the middle of something, you should slow down, you should stop, you should entirely focus on the words of Shema. But there is one exception. Ha'umanin. Workers, korin barosh ha'ilan o barosh ha'nidbach. If they're, let's say, on top of a tree or on top of a wall, like the mamash in the middle of work, let's say a construction worker, for example, korin, they're allowed to say Shema right there, right? Masha'in rishan lasos kein batfila, which is not true. They're not allowed to do that for tfila for Shmona Esrei. For Shmona Esrei, they'd actually have to come down from the tree, come down from the wall, whereas Shema, they can stay where they are. So why is that true? Why is that distinction true? So for Shema, even though you should have kavanah for the whole thing, the real essence of Shema is that first line, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, right? And we said yesterday it's about accepting Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, accepting God's sovereignty, accepting that God is creator. And while that's monumentally important, how long does it actually take, right? It's just the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You can do that very easily. So even if you're on top of a tree, even in the middle, on a wall, in the middle of the work, you can pause for a moment. You can summon up the kavanah, even if you're focused on other things, to have kavanah just for those few words. Whereas for Shmona Esrei, you need a ton more kavanah than that, right? You need to have kavanah from the very beginning till the very end. We're asking Hashem for things over and over. We really need to be present. So for that, you can't stay on top of a wall. You're going to be worried about the work. You're going to be worried about falling. You will not have proper kavanah for Shmona Esrei, and therefore we don't allow you to say Shmona Esrei in that position. Unless you think that this is not applicable at all, I'll just point out, I heard a great example from Rabbi Arya Leibowitz, who, by the way, is going to be in town very soon, who once related this to being in a car, actually. I don't know if it's happened to you. It's certainly happened to me, where I'm driving and I'm like, oh, wait a second, I didn't daven yet, right? I need to daven. So can I say Shema? Can I say Shemona Esrei while I'm driving? So perhaps this framework can apply there also. Shema is very short. It's just a pasuk. You could summon the courage to have kavanah while you're driving for just like 2 seconds, right? As an aside, I actually don't encourage it at all. Anything that diverts your attention from the road is very dangerous, and I highly encourage you to pull over on the side of the road and say Shema for a moment. But the idea, I think, is true in theory. Whereas for Shemona Esrei, you should absolutely not, you cannot say Shemona Esrei while you're driving, because, first of all, it's very dangerous, and secondly, you're thinking about the road, you're thinking about the car in front of you, you don't want to hit the person in front of you, so you couldn't possibly have the requisite kavana for Shemona Esrei. So there's an application for you. Okay, Parakeh. Just a word of introduction, this is going to take a bit of maturity from us, but I know that we have it. Chassan, a groom, Patur Mikriyat Shema B'Laila HaRishon, is exempt from saying Kriyat Shema on the very first night of their marriage. Ad Motzei Shabbos, until a few days later, until the end of Shabbos. We assume, in times of the Mishnah, people got married generally on a Wednesday, so we assume that's about 4 days. So for those first 4 nights of marriage, he's Patur from Kriyat Shema. Im Lo Asa Maisa, assuming that they have not yet done the act. What does that mean? So on that very first night, the hope is that a chassan and kala, groom and bride, are going to be intimate with one another, right? And they consummate the marriage. Insofar as they haven't done that, so the chassan's going to be thinking about it. Especially, listen, if you haven't been in that situation before, this is brand new for them, right? There's a lot of anxiety there. It can become really quite consuming. And therefore, the halacha is sensitive to that. Insofar as they haven't yet consummated the marriage, they haven't been successfully intimate. So at least for the first 4 days, the chassan is pater from Kriyat Shema, as his kind of anxieties are entirely on the other thing. Now, in general, we don't say that just because a person is anxious about something, therefore they're pater from Kriyat Shema. No, we say that you should really try to separate and focus on Shema, and you're not exempt from Shema for that reason. But this situation is different, because it's not just a general anxiety that this chassan has. It's actually anxiety for a mitzvah, right? There's a mitzvah for a husband and wife to be intimate with one another. Not only for Peru or Vu to have children, which is a mitzvah, but also the intimacy itself is a real value. It's a mitzvah in Judaism, right? That oneness. It's really the ultimate expression of a relationship. And I think that's really a really important thing to point out here. So it's really, they're involved in a mitzvah, so to say. So the anxiety around a mitzvah, osek mitzvah patur min mitzvah, allows the chassan to say, okay, focus on that mitzvah first, and you don't have to worry about it for Kriya Shema right now. Maisa, Rabban Gamliel, Shakar B'Laila Rishon Shanasa. There's a story with Rabban Gamliel that he actually said Kriya Shema on the first night of his marriage. Amr lo tamidim. He must have mentioned this to his tamidim, and his tamidim said to him, "Lo limatu rabbeinu shechassan patur mikriyat shema b'layla harishon." Wasn't it you? It was you who taught us that a chassan is patur from kriyat shema on that first night of marriage, and yet you said kriyat shema on the first night. What's the deal? Amar Lami said to them, "Eni shemei lechem levatam minu malchus shemayim." Afilu shachas. I can't. He says, "I can't listen to you. You're trying to make me nullify my mitzvah. You're trying to get rid of my mitzvah to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. I won't do it even for a second." Essentially, what he's saying is that yes, technically, a chassan is pater from kriyat shema. I didn't have to say it, but if there's an opportunity for me to accept God and to reaffirm my commitment to God, I won't let that opportunity pass even for a moment, even though technically I don't have to. And I think that's a beautiful way to end today's Mishnayos.